is there any small part of the coalition government that's pleased you or you think could possibly work well?
It's hard to find anything. It's not so much the fact of what they've had to do, it's just the way that some of it is unfortunately some of it is essential, but it's the way it's been given it a glaze of acceptability by Clegg especially, sort of adding some sort of soft focused niceness to a Tory party that is obviously extremely deep down, extremely just like Thatcher. So I think that's what's really deeply annoyed us.
Mm. Do you still think that maybe Liberal Democrat voters feel cheated because they've not got their votes?
Yeah.
And the same Tory voters as well?
Well, I don't know about the Tories because they're just getting what they want anyway.
Mm.
But I think the Liberals must be almost to the point of being ashamed.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's 24 MPs, some who've become ministers, or 26, and some who've become junior ministers who have just grabbed power like it is, you know, the most essential thing on earth. And you can just see it.
Yeah.
In the eyes of Chris Hume and people like that they are just so over the moon.
Mm.
I do respect Vince Cable, Charles Kennedy, Minks Campbell. I think they were, you know, they're really kind of... The other thing is, you know, Nick Clegg got less MPs than Charles Kennedy, and Charles Kennedy was, you know, was enjoying a drink on his campaign, to put it lightly, anyone saw him. You know, fateful breakfast TV thing when he just had the kid and he'd always be been drinking.
Yeah.
And it was just the myth of the TV sort of internet Nick Clegg is popular thing. It was just absolute fucking bullshit.
Yeah.